Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Lighten up. Hello and happy Wednesday, sweet friends. I'm so grateful for this new moon magic, this time of creation, this time of expansion, of new beginnings. You know, how it is we really work within our own lives, within our minds, within our hearts, to really capitalize on what is playing out in the universe for our highest and greatest good. And in also remembering that when we choose in our highest and greatest good, we choose and offer it in the highest and greatest good of all. Now, it's referred to in through astrology. It's known as the Scorpio New Moon, and it's one of the most profound and emotional moons out there. Each new moon, of course, provides us an opportunity of new beginnings. This is where we begin setting intentions, we're starting new projects, we're planting seeds in terms of what it is that we would like to be, do, and have within our life. And this new moon is highly creative within everything that it offers, but it can also be a little bit of a turbulent time at the same time in regards to how these significant changes begin to take place for us. So we're going to be talking about how to navigate, find the rhythm and balance in the midst of everything that is playing out and happening for us. Now, before I dive into that, I want to talk a little bit more about this year of 2018. I talked a great deal when we first started into this year, into January, February. I shared a lot in terms of the profound realizations and awareness what 2018 meant for us as humanity as a whole. And I really am guided now to really talk and understand so we can understand how things are wrapping up and how this significant time frame within our lives is so important about what is to come for each of us. Now, let's get into the heart of that. We look at 2018. 2018, when we look at it from a numerology standpoint, when we add up all those numbers, it is a beautiful number 11. And now the number 11 is one, of course, positive changes, of great influence. It's a master number, and it's a what we refer to as being a master year in numerology. When we look at foundation, it's about laying foundations within this year for our lives that are going to be in contribution in answer to the deeper callings of our own soul, in contribution to humanity as a whole. This is a huge calling card this year for all of us that are, it's like the wake up call is happening, saying how, you know, we ask, how may we serve? And this is the wake up call that says, are you get ready to serve? How is it that you are going to choose to serve for the greater good? So this is where we have a lot of activations. We have a lot of awakening to some of our innate gifts and talents and abilities, whether that be in conversation as mediums with the other side, or whether that be in terms of our healing capacities within our speaking, our writing, and, you know, really all of those ways that we can show up to make a difference in the lives of others, to be that positive contribution, no matter what the title, job, or role is that we are enacting upon. So there is this rise inside of us, this call to service that has been activated in this master year. When we think of the number 11, we only need to look at the doors or in our home. We understand that, you know, that there along the doors, there is an 11 at every door that, you know, we see it as a foundation. It's creating, not only holding up you know, the ceiling, so to speak, or, but it creates the opening for more. And so that's really what this year of 2018 is doing us. It's opening us up to be, do, and have more in our lives, again, with an intention of service to a greater call at something deeper, more profound, and in a way that maybe we haven't allowed ourselves to be truly authentic within all of our capacities. Now, what is so cool is that we've moved into November, and November, taking the mood out of the equation today, is a really high vibrational month within this 11th year. There is a lot of push. There's a lot of action-oriented energy. There's a lot of weight within us in terms of purpose, asking to be made manifested. We are being invited by the heavens to finish every project we've started, to take the initiatives that we've been planning to take, to go beyond limitations, to, you know, put fear aside and really begin to work within the resourcefulness and our intentiveness in terms of what is guiding our intuition, what is guiding and what we are receiving from the heavens. This is where our ego really uncomfortable this year, because it has us stretching out of our comfort zones and taking risks in ways that we've never, ever maybe thought of taking risks in our lives before. And again, with the theme, with the understanding that we are being guided to take form, to take presence in our life, to take a bigger stage, to take, contribute in greater ways within the work that we're doing and within the interactions and the impact that we're looking to have in the lives of others. And so with it, our souls are being stirred deeply inside of us. We are being called into that new into the new beginning of what is our next 9-year cycle for humanity. We're in year 2. We're setting the foundation of everything that is to come over this next cycle of 9 years, the impact that you and me and others are going to have in the world. Now, it is an intensely high vibrational month. There is so many streams of energy within creating opportunities, where their synchronicities are showing up, where there are invitations and things, you know, new jobs, new careers, changing of where we're living, what we're doing within our lives. Everything is in a great big shift and shake right now within the heavens. And this high vibrational energy, as deep as what it's taking us inside of getting over our own self, moving forward and rising above our own demons inside of us, where, you know, on all the things that create limitation and hold us back, and all the ways of the doubt and the uncertainty, and how we go about squashing our creative ideas because we believe that it's not possible for them to happen. You know, all of those things that show up in the very human form, even though that's all sitting and stirring and the ego is super uncomfortable with what's playing out, our souls have taken lead in our lives. And with it, this high vibrational energy is really putting us on task. It's lifting us up. It's magnifying our potentials. It's helping us to reach new heights, or as you could imagine, to climb some of those mountains, not just to climb the mountain. They showed to me, it's like, if we're moving mountains, so much more. And again, this rush of energy that is supporting all of it. We are transforming. We are moving forward and through to a whole new way of living and being, a really heightened experiences within our lives, as well as heightened vibration as we move into the fifth dimensional energies. Now, the other beautiful thing about it being November, this is kind of why it is so intense right now, is because we're reaching this crescendo point November is where it all happens for us. December is like the vacation, so to speak. This is where we get all of our work done before the holidays. And so that's why we're really feeling it. Heightened vibration, intensity within our perceptions, the enhancing of spiritual growth, and us, here we are, taking significant steps in making some much needed change in our life. There's massive upgrades happening within and around us in terms of how we are living our life. Now, we are in this time period, and with high vibrations, there's heightened experiences with spirit as well. The veil has completely dropped. Our intuition is super high. Our psychic abilities are pulsating, and those conversations with the heavens, it's as if we are walking between worlds. And I've been telling my group, my community, that within the energy right now as it's playing out, that is, there's this huge realization of the fact that spirit is not a part of our world, but that we are a part of the world of spirit. And there's a real dynamic shift over and change playing out in the energy. I tend to believe it's an insight of something forthcoming, or how it is that we are going to be showing up in terms of mediums and interacting with the other side in the months and years to come. Now, that's just from the 11 of 2018 of numerology. Now we get into this Scorpio new moon, this new moon that feels like a full moon because the energy is so raw, it's so creative, it's inspirational, it's triggering us big time. And so we are taking a look at how it is we can work and utilize and be within this energy so that we can be empowered to move forward and through any past programming, any perceptions, any old patterns that are out stale and outdated, and put ourselves into a place of absolute surrender so that we can be within the receiving of the answers to all of our prayers, all of this work, so to speak, that we are doing in November, so that we can realize our dreams, our goals, our greatest aspirations in contribution to the lives of others. Okay, did I lose you yet? That's a huge download of information coming at you, bang, right out of the gate. So what is so great when we look at the influences of energy, is that we begin to understand that we have, as much as the cosmos have influence in terms of what is playing out at a higher level, so that it's like the universe supporting some of those big changes that are taking place, we also have the opportunity to really be a part of or working within cooperation to what is playing out on that higher level around us. And so right now, with all of these influences and with this beautiful new moon that we're under, we're in a time of release of what no longer serves us and being placed energetically into a space where we can be prepared for the transition that is coming. So in this now, as we move in, of course, we're in November, and as we get into the 2019, into the next year, that's when we're going to have all kinds of new perspectives. We're expanding horizons. We continue on spiritual development. There's all kinds of motivation that will continue to play out and happen within the new year for us. But right now, we're being put on task. We're being asked to get to work, to look at the ways to lighten up. Yep, that's a shameless plug for the show, as we connect deeper to a higher consciousness within us and in how we are choosing to live our life. Now, this time we have, so now this time today, then the crescendo of all of this, this Scorpio new moon, now it's what helps us to actually connect with those gifts of our soul, those unique gifts that we have, what it is we have to offer the world. There's a lot of deep inspiration and creativity that begins to play out. Again, all of those psychic abilities that we have, our conversations with the heavens, our interactions with angels and guides, and of course, in conversation with the masters, in whatever way that is for you within your realm of possibility, we look at how it is that we can begin working with with and in cooperation of this universal energy in support of our highest and greatest good and the highest and greatest good of others. So it's such a brilliant, brilliant time. I'm so excited about this show. I'm so excited about what is happening for us in the cosmos right now. Okay, so before I babble on any further, as I said, I don't want to completely lose you, but I do want to invite you to give me a shout if you would like to have a conversation and join me in the conversation here on Lighten Up after the commercial break, where we can talk a little bit more directly in terms of what's playing out, how you're feeling, what revelations I can help you to realize in terms of your own journey and your gifts. In what it is that you are being called to or what is being asked of you. Now, you can call in after the commercial break to chat with me. The number is 248-809-3475. And I invite you to come forward, be a part of the conversation, you know, ask the question that might be stirring on every other listener's mind. You know, this is a perfect opportunity to get a little, you know, free advice for your life as well. And advice, of course, my advice for sure, but the advice of higher powers, of your loved ones, of spirit, and of your divine team. Again, that number is 248-809-3475. All right. So let's get into the steps, the processes, how to utilize our creative power so that we can truly fulfill our needs and our wants, whether that be money, whether that be relationships, whether that be career, whether that be our spiritual awakening, or even into greater experiences of love in our life. We only need to turn on the media to understand that we need more love in this life. Okay. So I want to go back to the idea of the moon cycle here. Now, this moon, of course, this is the moon that's connected to our emotions, our intuition, it's our feelings of security, our creativity, and our potential. Now, this energy of creation, this, as I said, is the perfect time to begin to set the intentions and plant some seeds in terms of what is to come. Now, we're also in a time frame where we are following in terms of what is calling to us on the deepest level. And what is calling to us on the deepest level is directly related to the intentions, our wants, our desires, and needs. And where this potent time on that deep, deep level, it is activating within us the merging of our full potential. How cool is that, right? And so we're going to put some things into play so we begin to put into the process of manifesting during this new moon so that we can get all of the benefit of all of the hard work that we've been doing to get things done, get our those to-do lists. I have a massive to-do list about checking things off, and especially, of course, launch the Academy of Spirit. How many of you have signed up to the wait list, and how many of you have registered for the program? The certification, the Spiritual Art of Mediumship, starts November 26th. That's been a huge part of the checklist for me, getting everything checked off the list to make that available to you in an even greater way. That's been one of my big callings this year in 2018, to really step forward and create a platform where it becomes easier for us to not only have the conversations, but for me to be able to support and help and help you really get in touch with your most authentic state. And that's what the program is about. And it's where my to-do list has been massive. So I've been checking things off left and right. And there's what we call this hard work we've been putting in to realize our dreams. And of course, in emergence of the activations and in merging with our highest potentials. Okay, so deep breath, because it's so much fun. Okay. So what can happen in times like this is because of the influences of the energies that are at play, is that our little mind can get caught up in the thoughts, emotions, and memories. It can get really noisy inside of our head. And so that internal dialogue is what creates this opportunity for awareness to slow things down, or to find ways to go beyond the ego mind into silence and stillness of pure consciousness. And that is the ideal state, so to speak, in which we begin to plant seeds of intention. But before we plant our seeds, we have to take a look at what is it we truly want to be, do, and have in our life. One of the greatest things that you can ever do for yourself is to sit down and make a list. Just like, you know, you can call it a personal bucket list, if that's what you want to title it. But to get into a place where you really start to evaluate and take a look at where you've been, what you've been doing, what it is that you can identify as lacking or missing in your life, as well as what are some of the things that you would like to experience more of, maybe that are already playing up within your reality. And so you want to take a look at enhancing and inviting more of those in. So the best thing you can ever do for yourself is sit down and simply begin to write a list of 100 things of what you would like to be, do, and have. Now, the things, we break it down in terms of what is it that I would like to be. So to be calm, to be peaceful, to be patient, to be understanding, to be compassionate. We take a look at the attributes that we would like to call out inside of us. Now, those attributes may already be in existence. And there may be some others, because we look at our dark as well as our light in this process, because we look at the things that are working and that we're really, you know, igniting and living up to in our lives. And we also take a look at the things that maybe are lacking or we could improve upon in some way. So our list of to be is the list of attributes that we would like to call forward or call out from inside of us. We then move forward and into to do. What are the things we'd like to do? That could be taking a new class. That could be traveling. That could be, you know, looking at starting an online school. You know, we take a look at the things that we would like to do. How is it that we would like to be spending our time? When we are engaging in contribution to the lives of others, what, you know, do we want to write a book? Do we want to do some speaking events? What is it that you would like to do? And then you move forward and you say, okay, I know what I'd like to be. I know what I'd like to do. And now it becomes the have. Now, this is where our ego gets super uncomfortable, because as soon as we go into receiving in our life, we don't believe or feel we're worthy. And so we have a tendency within the spiritual community to avoid, resist, and talk ourselves out of having materialistic or things in our life, including money. And so we look at saying that's selfish. We feel guilty. We feel bad. I mean, there's people starving in the world, for God's sakes. How can we have this? So we have to understand this is an abundant universe and that there is more than enough for everyone. And so we understand that it is our birthright and that we get to have a little piece of the pie too. So we take a look at the things that we would like to have. Now, it can be, again, things that are small and might be feel insignificant to you, but they're important things in helping you to take care of your well-being. Maybe it isn't you would like to have a life coach. Maybe you would like to have, you know, a new home or a new vehicle or a new wardrobe, or to have the chance to meet somebody that you are inspired by or that you would like to spend time with. What is it that you would like to have in your life? So you take a look and you move through this and you begin to create some intent. You write this out. You find what it is you'd like to be, do, and have. And from those lists, your desires start to be born and you begin to take a look at what is it that I truly want. And it's so easy to tell what we want in our lives because, well, we don't have it. And that's one of the quickest ways to recognize what it is. So what do I want? What is it that I'm prepared? You know, why is I want it? That becomes the next part of the equation. Why do I want it? And that's about the emotional charge, how you want to feel, how you want to wake up and live every single day. Becomes the why, not all the logical reasons. Why do we want more money? Well, to pay our bills. Way too logical. Let's get deep into the heart of things. How is it that you would like to feel? What do I want? How do I want to feel? And what am I prepared to give? We look at reciprocal energy, what it is in the law of giving and receiving. What we give, we shall receive. And when we are receiving and asking for something from the universe, we are in preparation to give. And so we take a look here at answering, what am I prepared to give? To give time, to give money, to give a smile, to give a hug, to help people feel better from spending 5 minutes with you, whatever it is, what is it that you can freely give? So you take a look at this, what this is, and then you begin to create the intentions based on I am and I have. I am healthy, happy, and full of energy. I have more than enough money to take care of all my financial responsibilities and to play and to give and to enjoy my life. We begin to enact prayerfulness within our intention. We begin to speak it over our life. We speak it with our mind first, pen to paper, and then we speak it out loud, putting voice, putting vibration behind the intentions that we're asking for. So that list of intentions, when you have it all done and you get real clear about what it is you would like to, like what you would want to have and what you would like to be and what you would like to do in your life, you begin to write it out. I am and I have, and then take an opportunity and speak it out loud. Begin to utilize the vibration of your voice, the sound, the impact. There is something so powerful about the spoken word. It's like from our lips to God's ears. And so we declare this for our life. We demand it for our life. We invoke and call upon by speaking it out loud. Okay? So I've got you going. Things are percolating. I can feel the energy. It's like I've got your attention. You've got your pens, your paper, you're busy writing. Ideas are already starting to come. The idea of what it is, and as we begin to engage in conversation with the ideas, the thoughts, the feelings that begin to be igniting inside of us, we begin to tap into what is referred to as our field of possibilities. We're no longer creating from a limited point of view, but we get into empoweredness by speaking it, by invoking it and calling it into our reality. Now I'm going to get into some more tips and tricks after the commercial break so that you can utilize this beautiful new moon of and purposeful energy to the best of your advantage. I'll be back shortly.
Wildfires burn millions of acres across the country each year. And each year, wildland firefighters battle to contain them, but they can't do it alone. For some communities, it's not a question of if wildfires strike, but when. And a single ember can travel more than 1 mile. As it twists and turns and floats through the air, that single ember can find its way to where you live and can ignite and destroy your home or your community. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. You can't control where the ember will land, but you can control what happens when it does. You can take action now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. Prepare, protect, prevail. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom now.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
Welcome back to the show, sweet friends. I'm talking about the tapping into the pure potential of energy, the field of possibilities in terms of enacting your intentions and using the magic behind the magic. It's like, oh, this yumminess of what it is that the heavens and the universe are offering to us at this pivotal time in our life. Again, the new moon, feeling like a full moon. And so we approach this one much in the same way, except we are looking at new beginnings. We are looking at creation. We are looking at how it is we can become intention filled and focused while connecting and engaging during these times. So before the commercial break, we were getting clear about what we wanted. We're taking a look at some of the ways that we can enact and speak and begin to demand things over our life. And we demand it of ourselves. We're not demanding it of the universe. Some people can say, "I don't like to talk to God that way." Well, I get it and I understand. And it's not, we are demanding it of ourselves because we are in cooperation. So we are demanding it of our higher self. We're demanding of the angel inside of us to step up, to take its place within the world. And so when we look at demanding and saying, "If I am and I have," we begin invoking a much large or much greater sense of who we are in the process. So we've got clear on what it is that we want. The next step becomes that we need to take a look at what it is we're looking to release, what no longer serves us. You see, when we're looking to ask for things in our life, we need to be prepared to let go. We need to make space, so to speak, for those things to manifest or find their way into our lives. We can continue to ask for more and more and more for our lives, but if we're not letting go of the dead weight of the old, outdated, whether that be attitudes, emotions, relationships, habits, whether that even be our stuff, you know, when those closets are bursting with stuff that we're not using anymore, we've got to be prepared to make space in our lives for what it is that we've asked for. So this next part of the process becomes, first, I highly recommend that you smudge your aura. that you, you know, whether that be with sage, whether it be with essential oils, whether it be just standing in a shower and intending for your aura to be cleansed, just in whatever way you prefer, smudge your aura, clear out any of the negative ions that you might have collected prior to this process. Okay. So you just kind of release all of what's sitting there, and then you can light a candle, you can, you know, get your journal out again, but just be, or even just bring into your own heart and mind the things that no longer serve you, the things that you are ready to release and let go of in your life. Now, again, just as with the intention, we look at stating this out loud. Take a deep breath. And as you are speaking, imagine that as you are saying it and as you are speaking it, I graciously, lovingly, and forgiving and with forgiveness, let go of blah, 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 blah. Whatever it is that comes up for you, you begin to just intend, feel it leave you, watch it, you know, on that exhale, you may want to imagine everything just floating away. So we're asking for more, but we need to be prepared to let go of what no longer serves. And so we do that through intention. So this, of course, the new moon, we're talking, it represents light. It represents potential. And so we look at how it is that we can become clearer, more heightened in vibration. So we get into not only engaging with the field of possibilities, but invoking and calling in and making manifest. And we make room for what it is that we've been asking for. All right. Next step. This is probably one of my favorite parts of this. Where there is intention directed, every intention we direct into the universe has a consciousness that contains a seed that goes into creation within the universe. And so as you think of a dandelion, and when the dandelion has completed full bloom, it's got all the white fluff on it, all those little seeds, and when we blow it into the air, it disperses everywhere. And we imagine here that everything we desire, all that we intend and asking for, is in the same idea, that every intention is going out into the universe in the fertile depths of consciousness so that it can grow and that it can flourish. So we understand that as we're intending, as we're doing this process, that's what we're ultimately creating. So the law of intention and desire, that's what we're going to talk about. This is where to help you to really harness that power of intention so that you can create anything. You can receive anything. You can bring into your experience anything. But we can do this, but we've got to be willing to let go first, right? We look at what it is we're worthy of receiving, what it is, and to understand that everything we receive, from a compliment to a gift, to appraise and acknowledgement, our capacity to be able to receive those things and truly say thank you without judgment, and thank you without an excuse, and thank you just to receive it for the love that was given, increases our capacity to be able to receive what it is we've been asking for from the universe, what it is we've been praying for, what we've been intending for. One of the things that happens so often when people begin invoking and working within the laws of attraction is that they get it within the asking part of it, but they're not doing any of the work to make space and to make room. Okay. And I'm going to help you with that today. So as I said, now we get into the power of intention. How do we work within this now? So we slip into the gap. Have you heard of the gap? So the gap is where our mind has been in chaos, and we sit down in meditation and we have the opportunity to create some silence and some stillness. It's an ideal state in which we can plant our seeds of intention. Now, most people, when they hear this, will say, I can't meditate. My mind goes crazy. I get every ache in my body starts to take place. All of those things. We have all these millions of excuses as to why we're not able to meditate, why it becomes difficult to meditate. And our ego is full of them. But what we want to do is create an ideal state inside of us where we slip into the gap. This gap, if you can simply within the start of this practice, becomes paying attention to your inhale and your exhale. And what you want to do is focus on the space between your breath. That's the gap. And the more that you intend or focus to on that space, the bigger the space becomes, the more relaxed you start to be. And you begin to establish a state of restful awareness. And in that space, you begin to release your intentions and your desires. You can slip in one intention. It's a quiet, it's like this centered, quiet field of all possibilities. And when we get into this and we work this process continually for a few minutes at a time, we begin to slow things down and we can drop our intentions, drop our asking, drop our prayers into this space. This space is the quiet. This space is the field of all possibilities. And that's why we want to learn. We want to practice. We want to fall into the gap. Because here we begin to release. And as that gap gets bigger and bigger, the world gets quieter. And it can simply be with our intention. All that I ask and all that I pray, my health, plop, it goes in. Inhale and exhale, my wealth, plop, it goes in. Inhale and exhale, healthy relationships, plop, it goes in. So you see, we just begin working with an intention in that deep, quiet space within us. And we simply ask, we set the intention, we plop it in, we let it go. We simply stop thinking about it. So we get into this place where we can just give ourselves permission to create that stillness, to let it go, to allow in that period of time for some nothingness. Now, what is so beautiful is that we have access to this gap, and it's probably one of the most potent times for us when we're not able to do this in meditation is to take it to bed with us. Now, when we take it to bed with us, I don't mean you think about this all night and try to figure out how it is that you're going to get this done and how it is you're going to make this work. What I mean here is take it to bed with you. And in the space, just before you fall asleep, we are welcomed into the gap. It's what's known as the theta brainwave. That the theta brainwave, the state of our theta mind, is one of the most powerful, influential, and potent activities within energy for us to start creation, for us to speak our affirmations, for us to bring our intentions for our life, for us to release those intentions and desires and allow them to make manifest. So before you go to sleep, just before you fall asleep, you can feel it. You're dozing off. You're really, really comfortable on your pillow. Your mind is slowing down. You're just about to fall asleep. That state, just before you fall asleep, is the theta brainwave. And that theta brainwave, when you can capitalize on your focus of it, that you begin to work in a detachment-based kind of way, staying centered on it, and getting into acts of prayerfulness, into affirmations, into plopping in those intentions into that space. That brainwave is the exact same frequency of the gap that we look to create between our breaths. We want to make sure to drop into that. That is the most influential and most powerful time within the state of our personal creation for activation of what it is that we would like to be, do, and have within our lives, within our full intention. And what is so amazing is that when we utilize this time, this very prayerful time, right before we close our eyes, is that we're going to sleep with this delicious, positive, love-infused, invoking, amazing thoughts and mindset that we are, it gives our mind to work on something positive all night for us, where it goes into creation. And when we look at utilizing that time, not only do we activate what it is we've been asking for in the, you know, from the universe in a greater way, whatever we need to heal, whatever we need to release, whatever it is that we are wanting to be, do, and have, that when we utilize that time, that not only does that become more potent, we actually feel better. Because our mind has all night been working within this power of potential, this engaging with the field of possibilities for our life. And that is fueling us, igniting us, nurturing us while we sleep. Our mind is no longer caught up on everything that happened today and that we need to do tomorrow, and who's done me wrong, and the ego wanting revenge and payback. We're not looking and criticizing ourselves for the mistakes we made. We become very conscious of how it is and what it is we're going to sleep with. And when we utilize it in this way, not only does it go out into the universe in a potent, potent way, we wake up in the morning feeling lighter, brighter, in flow, and happy. I mean, to think that within not only this period of time of these magnificent energies tonight, you're going to be meditating, falling into the gap, you're going to be releasing your intentions, you're detaching from an outcome, you're just working and utilizing this, but you're going to go to bed tonight with the wisdom, where you can get into this place of really becoming a conscious co-creator in your life. And the bonus is you're going to wake up feeling lighter and brighter. That's pretty cool. Now, of course, we do all of these things. And then what becomes one of the most important parts for us is to remain detached to the outcome. We relinquish everything after we've asked. We live in that wisdom of uncertainty. We get out of the fear, the insecurity. We detach from how it's going to happen, if it's going to happen, whether we're deserving, all of the shenanigans our ego likes to do. We let go and allow. We let go. And the key word in that is let. Let. We let the universe handle the details. We focus our intention. We use these organizing powers to get into flow and with the universe to set some things in motion for ourselves. And then we trust that the infinite is organizing and orchestrating everything to fulfill our desires. We're not going to listen to the voice that says, you have no say, it's not possible. You're going to try to not focus on the outcome so hard. But you're going to let, in the knowing that you have released your intentions into the fertile ground of pure potential, you're going to let them bloom. You're going to let them come to be. You're going to let God to let it be taken care of. Let. And that's really big for us little humans. That's one of the most difficult things for us is to, you know, try not to figure it out, to let it go, to stop thinking about it. I mean, where's my stuff? I set the intention. How come it's not here? Right? We all do it. But let. Detach from the outcome and let. Intend for everything to work out as it should. In your highest and best, and the highest and best of all those in whom you serve and whom you will serve through having this in your life. We let the fulfillment of our desires be taken care of. And all we do is we follow our inspiration. We take action. We pick up the phone. We begin to initiate and do things in our life where we become conscious about the choices we're making. We're forgiving who we need to forgive. We're looking at the ways that we can show up and be the best version of who we are every single day. We find and do the things that bring us joy, bring us happiness, that allow us to feel good, whether that be through nutrition, through exercise, but we are constantly in focus of making sure we are sustaining our vibration so that what it is that we have asked for from the universe, that we are in alignment with it when it shows up on our doorstep. And we can say, thank you, thank you, thank you. So we release everything through prayer. And I'd like to finish off the show today by helping you, by offering a prayer of release for the fulfillment of your desires. So with your own heart and mind and everything that it is that you are asking to be, do, and have in your life, I'm calling and invoking upon all of the creative genius of this universe, the universal mind, and all of the powers that be, your angels and guides and loved ones on the other side to be with you, to see your dreams come true, to the realization and the attainment of your soul's greatest potential, that you may know your light, that you may know your joy, that you may know your happiness as never before, that you may understand that who you are within this world, within your existence, is with purpose and has purpose, and that as you engage and align with the truth of who you are, and as you accept and understand and set your intentions free in your prayers and your asking, that as it has been asked, we declare and say, and so it is. So it is, that you be within receiving of all that is that you are asking for your life, that you can be it, you can know it, you can actualize it, and you can welcome it within your existence now. And as I lift this prayer and intention up in and during this times of these potent, beautiful energies of the universe, asking that as it has been asked that you receive, and as it has been asked of you, for you, and in contribution to the lives of others, that in the asking, the trust and awareness and the knowing that it is received, that those prayers are answered, that the universe is doing everything within capacity to bring it into our experience now. And it is in the knowing of this, the trust of this, and in the understanding that we say thank you. And so it is. Amen. Deep, deep breath. Ooh. Deep breath. In the knowing and in the truth of your worthiness and of your deservingness now. And that's how you ignite, and that's how you speak, and that's how you welcome, and that's how you demand. You bring in and you declare it for your life, sweet friends. You declare it, you open to receive, you let go, you allow this magic. And I call it magic, the magic, which is the love of this universe, of all the ways that the planets, the cosmos, and everything is lining up for us, that we bring presence and awareness to our role, and that we do have a say. We do. We get to have a say about how our life looks. We, you know, it's not about the cards we've been dealt. It's about taking the cards and throwing them out the window and saying, new deck, you know, deal me in a new way. Deal, you know, let's make a new deal. We begin to invoke, we call forward, we welcome, and most important, we praise and proclaim in gratitude. I cannot say enough about gratitude. Gratitude is not just an attitude. Gratitude is how we invoke and how we call in more for our lives. If we cannot be witness to the blessings, the miracles, the good that we have in our life now, and we are not in appreciation of that, it'll be really hard for the universe to deliver anything more for us to appreciate. So, on this night, in the midst of this very beautiful new moon, as we are surrounded in darkness, allow things to become clearer. Take some action to move forward. Clear the perspective and begin to work within gratitude practices. If the only Wayne Dyer said, if the only prayer we ever prayed was thank you, that would be enough. So what do you have to be thankful for? Who do you have to be thankful for? Why not let them know? Why not send them a message, send them a text, pick up the phone, fly them an email? We have so many ways just to be in touch with each other in this day and age. So many ways. When we look and we can allow for the appreciation of what is good in our life, more good, we open our hearts, we open our minds, we open up for more good to flow. It's about, we need to take a look. These new moons, reminders about what we need to release, what we need to choose to let go of, and what we must choose to cooperatively receive for our lives. All right, sweet friends. Well, on this beautiful day, I want to wish you a blessed and beautiful day. Don't forget, you got to charge up those crystals tonight too. Let them get into the vibes of the newness, the new beginnings, new chapters, new ways of living. And as I said, and most importantly, knowing that you are worthy and deserving of all that you are asking for. Thank you so much for tuning into today's show. Bye for now.